1 year ago today, Cyclone Nargis slammed into Barua's Irrawaddy Delta, killing nearly 140,000 people and severely affecting another 2.4 million. 70,000 of those killed were children. 1 year on, Anna Ford of Save the Children went back to the Delta area to find out how survivors are coping. She told Emer McCarthy more about what the thousands of Nargis orphans are doing to survive.
I was in the Irrawaddy Delta 2 weeks ago, and people are just trying to rebuild their lives. They're on the road to recovery, but there is still so much more that needs to be done. Tens of thousands of people still need food and water, but really for us the biggest threat that faces them at the moment is the monsoon season, which is due to start in a few weeks' time. And we fear that up to 500,000 people, or more in fact, will be at risk of having their homes sort of washed away because they're living in these really flimsy makeshift structures, often made out of tarpaulin and wood, which just won't be able to stand up to the storm.
How has this natural disaster affected the lives of the children there?
70,000 children died and 2.4 million people were affected. And these children, these survivors, have seen things which no one would ever want to see. And these horrific memories will take, you know, many years for them to forget. I visited one village in particular, and there were two boys and a girl, two brothers and a sister, who were living on their own. Both their parents had died. Their parents had sent them to the monastery, which was the strongest place in the village. But before the parents got there, their house fell down and they were killed. And these three children are now living on their own, with support from Save the Children and with support from the community. But unfortunately, the boys have had to drop out of school, and now they're working. The oldest boy is 16, and he's farming. And then the next one is 12 and he's fishing. And they told me that their dream was just to be able to send their younger sister, who's 3, to school. So these are the sorts of things that children are facing.